This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Tomorrow is the first anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Affordable Care Act. Healthcare reform has to be fully implemented by January. Ahead of that deadline, the conversation has been pretty wonky about things like global payments, aligned incentives, health data solutions, you know, industry stuff. Well, one artist based in Washington, D.C. wants to make sure patients don't get lost in that conversation. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
The oncologist stayed back, just outside the hospital room door.
We had a list of five questions of what we needed to know was going to happen next.
Regina Holiday had simple questions, like, when's my husband going to get surgery? When's he going to get chemotherapy? When can we get a walker so he can get out of bed?
And the doctor said, don't worry about the questions. We've decided we are sending you home.
Translation? There's nothing more we can do. Holiday's mind raced. One tiny apartment, two small kids, one 39-year-old husband dying of kidney cancer. She looked at the doctor, who still hadn't come into the room, and she asked him, how's this all going to work?
That will be a question for the discharge nurse on Monday. And then he left us there.
In that brutal moment, when patient and doctor were so far apart, Regina Holiday felt powerless, and it only got worse over the next several weeks as her husband got sicker. Holiday never felt like she could just break through the system and get a handle on her husband's care.
Well, there's some folks who feel like patients, why can't they just be compliant? If they just listen to their instructions, when really we're not meeting at the same point.
In the time since her husband died, Holiday thinks she's hit on a way to make it easier for patients to be heard.
All week I've been saying, I get my jacket.
For the past 2 years, Holiday has painted people's healthcare stories onto the backs of suit jackets and blazers. Stories of towering hospitals that dominate a grim monopoly board, empowered patient hands reaching up with their smartphones. She calls it the walking gallery.
I'm so excited.
Pat Sauber is an internist and emergency room doctor. Her jacket shows her walking toward an emerald city, holding her children's hands. It's one of more than 250 that have been painted so far.
Gina, thank you. It's so wonderful.
Oh, beautiful.
I have a walking gallery jacket.
Holiday sets up her easel at healthcare conferences and recruits people by offering the paintings for free. The hope is influential types, like policymakers, insurance executives, and doctors, will wear these stories on their backs. Stories in vivid paint that will be reminders to make sure patients don't get lost in the rush to fix healthcare or to make money off reforming healthcare. Kavita Patel, with the Brookings Institution, who doesn't have a jacket, says the strategy of humanizing people behind controversial issues is smart and effective.
The AIDS quilt and the stories and the images associated with it had a very substantial impact on policymakers. I think that's literally what we're seeing the birth of in her efforts.
The walking gallery is a long way from the AIDS quilt, but Holiday's work has come at a good time. Her campaign has tapped into a growing national discussion.
I think we are in an exciting moment where the balance is shifting more attention towards patient behavior, patient engagement, patient empowerment.
Dr. Farzad Mostashari helps oversee health technology for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and he has his own jacket painted with an electronic health records theme. He says, look around. Patients are being taken more seriously than ever. Companies are popping up to help consumers shop for insurance, and hospitals can find their fortunes tied to patient surveys. Some think focusing on patients has enough momentum. It doesn't need what some consider a gimmicky approach, though that sentiment doesn't slow down Holiday.
Give me the human face and give me the human story, and now we can do magic together.
Holiday says she's out recruiting walkers and looking for other artists, too. As they like to say in healthcare circles, Holiday wants to scale up this project. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
To see some of Holiday's creations, you can check them out, marketplace.org.